Tandang has been involved in this event for over the last 8 years, I believe. I've been involved myself as the event producer for the last three, and since we've partnered with Curiello. So it's been really successful during that time of change.
Can you tell me about those two organisations? What are they about?
So Tandanya is a gallery. We do a lot of community work. We have a lot of different areas. We've got a great venue, and we facilitate events as well, such as Survival Day and Spirit Festival. So Curiello Inc., they're based down at Largs Bay, and they've been around for a very long time from what I'm aware of, and have a children's centre, and they've got a lot of groups that are around for elders, and they've got Zebra Finch Men's Group. So they run a lot of programs out of there. They've also got a fantastic gym, and so they're very, they're a real hub for the community.
Great. And why do you think January 26th is an important day for celebration?
Well, it can be quite a sensitive day. A lot of people acknowledge that it's also Invasion Day. So with Survival Day, it's looking at it in a more positive manner. And, we commemorate and we acknowledge the past and, what has happened previously. But we also want to look at the positives of moving forward and acknowledging the success that we've had. And, that journey over the last 40,000, 60,000 years. We love the fact that Survival Day brings a lot of the traditional elements as well as contemporary elements. And, it's a space where we can, showcase our beautiful talents and the repertoires of our culture, such as music, dance and art, food as well. So, yeah.
And so what's the feeling at those Survival Day events?
It's a lot of positivity, especially after the performers have been on stage. I've had great feedback from the crowd through to the audience and, particularly performers who, for some that I've spoken to, it's quite they've always considered it quite a sad time and not something to really celebrate. But the fact that, we've provided a stage and a space to actually bring, a positive light to what it is that we're showcasing. It's a really significant day. But I think as far as the fact that we are nurturing our young people as well to get up and so looking at the future of our culture as well.
So can you tell me about some of the artists who are featuring on the Survival Day lineup?
Sure, Lucy. We have a great lineup that includes we've got Uncle Eddie Peters and friends. We've got some lovely acoustic performers, such as Catherine Carter. We've got Tempest, Son and Lover. We've got a few new acts on this year. We've got Electric Fields, who have only just sort of begun, but they are a couple of seasoned performers. And we have Michael Colbung from The Merge. We've also got Beck Gollan, the Beck Gollan Trio. We've got the Hubcap Band and Kinnaman Karma. So we've also got Eschatology. So I've tried to, make sure there's a few different genres of music involved. It's something for everybody, at least. So, yeah.
And who's hosting the event this year?
We've got a couple of very fantastic MCs/hosts. That's Natasha Wanganeen. A lot of people know who she is. She's done a lot of work in film, theatre, and such a vibrant character and very funny. And we've also got Harry Coulthard Dare. And Harry is also a presenter on Nungawonga. And Harry's just such another person who's vibrant and has great humour, which I think is really important to bring to the stage and making everybody feel welcome.
And I see Beck Gollan's on the lineup. Can you tell me about her music?
Yeah, so we've got the Beck Gollan Trio. And Beck has actually performed the last couple of our Survival Day gigs. I think she brings something really lovely to the event, acoustically, musically and vocally. She has some great talent. And she's got good backing behind her as well. So I think it's really important we showcase diversity with women and men. So, and I think this year's lineup actually really reflects a good balance of gender.
And you had a last-minute surprise artist, I understand.
That's right. We had the very, very talented Vonda Last, and I'm sure people are familiar with her vocal range. but very excited to have Vonda grace our stage this year. So, yeah.
Now, Narisha, you've got a great lineup of artists, but a lot of other things happening on the day. Tell me about what's happening at Semaphore on the 26th of January.
Yeah, we've got a whole heap of community stalls that include emerging Indigenous businesses. We've also got information in regards to education and health, and also social issues as well, justice issues. So there are a few issues that will be presented at Survival Day.